also that that Nishma Kalim is a mitzvah is higher. So it's only Nishma Kalim is a seder. Nishma Kalim is a seder. It's for that because of Nishma Kalim is there. And Teisves, the whole fault that not only Nishma Kalim is a mitzvah is higher, but Nishma Kalim is a sloises is also higher. Now we have to understand Teisves the whole. I mean, Teisves the whole. So I mean, seems to be very reasonable. But this was the whole rebuke of Seder is really can be a loche of Yisrael Avehem. Of Yisrael Avehem. So, but Nishmul Kaim is a Sloisa say, has nothing to do, you don't have to resort to Yisrael Avehem. Because of Yisrael Avehem, there is a general principle. So, the obvious answer is that the general principle of Yisrael Avehem has no application to Shul. Why? Because there is a course of acquisition cholares has a shayches to two yisurim that the Torah imposes. So that's a cloud. It's a course of. The Torah does not impose one yisur upon another yisur. But when the person decides to impose upon himself an yisur from Shmuel, and the person has the keyach to ask the governor, to ask himself. So he can. He can. Now, here in the Mishnah from Zion, so, Omar Abidu Misir, Nijo Vatzamis Lidu Potter, Likayim Likim Potter, Shoyim Din Shechai Bima Bim Misir, Omar Abidu Misir, Mai Moshe Shem Mushbol of Mar Sinai, Hare Yuchaye, Hare Yuchaye, Hare Yuchaye, Umay Moshe Shem Mushbol of Mar Sinai, Hare Yuchaye Bomo, Mitzvah Shem Mushbol of Mar Sinai, Eil Din Shechaye, so Rabbi Musaika learns out the Kavachayimah. If he shoots something that is not mushba, so there is a chiyuv shvuyeh, so something that is mushba if somebody takes the shvuyeh to asa himself, to be mechayiv himself, in something that is already mushba, Allah has come lechamo, that is mechayiv. So the Rabbanon don't dash that Kavachayimah, because it's less than Rabbe. So Teis says, Sikash, mitzvah shmushba v'masina. Teime, Mahai Taime Name, Amai Nisa Halalis. Vim should be our film in Ferico Abosso. We may see Boyki Halalu, that's the Prosha. Prato Zushim Halalis Vamedis. We are film in A. The King Tommy Shoho Tomet Mayo. He spot there because he was before he became Tommy. He was not allowed to eat. Even while he was Toya, he was not allowed to partake of the Tomet Mayo. He came here Hobby Kalvahema. Neymar. The Isa Shin Halalisa Yechiyah. Isa Shin Halalisa Yechiyah. That's Teis's kasha. But Teis doesn't give any teretz. So what kind of a teretz could be given on this Teis's? The answer is, because there is a difference between two Yisurim that the Torah itself imposes, so then there is a Xeras HaKosu. Then there is Xeras HaKosuv. If there is Xeras HaKosuv, of Inisea HaLisea, Mashe'inkei, where somebody takes Ishwe, Shalyechal Nivayres. So, when somebody takes Ishwe, Shalyechal Nivayres, so then, since the Torah authorized the person to ask new things, something that is not Osea, so really he can eat masa on the basis of his own asering. He can ask something that is already masa because it's a different isa. The isa that by which is already bound, that's an isa that the Torah imposes. Now through Shmuel, he imposes upon himself a new isa. He imposes the isa. So that is a very simple text. Why doesn't face this? Why does Teisves give the Teret? The answer is, this Teisves, Dibur HaMas, from Mitzvah Shemush Bar Sinai, follows immediately the Teisves that from Zion on Dalet, where Teisves says, and he mentioned the Yerushalmi, that he will repute the Mitzvah, who says, Nishbal Kaim is a Mitzvah, is high become, only Nishbal Kaim, he only has reference to Nishbal Kaim is a say, but Nishbal Kaim Mitzvah is Lois a say, Nishbal Kaim Mitzvah is Lois a say, so he will agree. He'll agree that Nishma Kaim is place, I say that is spot on the call because of Inisa Halalis. because of Inisa Kalalisa. So in Mele, he could not say that. Since Tesis, it is this Tesis follows that Tesis. So he wasn't Chayzer. So this Balatesis agrees to the Tesis Yela Chosayim Dalet, not with Tesis Shige, that Chofa Mebeis. So in Mele, he couldn't give this Tesis. And this Kashi, we can make Homi Kalachina, name me, Isa Shinacho, Isa Yachiach. So, because he could say, so he couldn't give the Teretz, but Shvui is different because it's an Isa that he imposes. But Teisa Shita here, that from Zayin just in the previous Teisa, in the preceding Teisa, is that even Nishbah, that Rabbi Ben Zeno made it, that we applied the Aloche of Inisa Chalalisa, of Inisa Chalalisa, Ligabe Shvur 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 Shvur. According to the Shita of Teisves, that Chof of the Beis, he will give a very simple Teretz on Teisves Kashi here, that Chof Zayin and Dalet. Because the Kashi is, maybe Isa Shinechol Alisa Yachiyah. So Teisves, that Chof of the Beis will say, no, Isa Shinechol Alisa Yachiyah. So that has reference to two Yisurim when the Torah imposes. So that's Aloche, the Torah does not impose one Yisur on top of another Yisur. Masha'inke, Shvuye, which is not an Yisur that the Torah imposes. It's his own Yisur, he imposes. So why shouldn't he be able to impose it upon an already existing Yisur that the Torah imposed? And Rolaye, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is made to the general deal of Nisach HaLisa, that the Isa of Kay and Tommy eating Truma is not Hal on the Isa of a Kay and Isti eating Trumet Meyo. But he's made that it's not Hal. But still, Tesis that Chofa Mebei says that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, so Nishba Shalayechon and Velas of Treifes is Chayrikol. But let us say, there is a general din. The answer is no. The general din has no application. Has no application to the general din has no application to a case of a shvuyah being chal on a Torah imposes. On a Torah imposes. So on the mele. So that means, so one has nothing to do with the other. So we could say, even if we say, but, so the reason, so now, since we see that according to Tesis, that Chof, so even Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, so even Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, so not even Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds, even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira admits that the Nisa Chalal Nisa generally, but Nishba Shal Yechel Nevelis Etreifes, Nishba Shal Yechel Nevelis Etreifes, so then he's high. Why? But in Yisachal Yisair, it's just as the Yisair of King Tommy to eat Trume is not Chal on the Yisair of eating Trumet Meyo, just as the Yisair of Almono is not Chal on the Yisair of Kusho, just as the Yisair of Chlolo is not Chal on the Yisair of Kusho, let not the Yisair of Shvuo be Chal, let not the Yisair of Shvuo be Chal on the Yisair and the Yisair of Neveles et Reifes, the answer is, in Yisach HaLisar, it's a concept of Prat Resushim Choleles, that is only when both Yisurim are Yisurim imposed by the Torah. So the Torah does not impose one Yisair upon another Yisair, but the person himself can impose. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yisair. The Rabbanon Achilik, because the Rabbanon don't darshin that kalachina. You see, it is Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira who darshins that kalachina. But the Rabbanon don't darshin that kalachina. Umay b'divrei Yeshua, so it's how. So b'divrei mitzvah l'kosh. So they don't darshin. If they don't darshin, so according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, there is a special halacha. There is a special halacha of Mushbe Mar Sinai. The Yisa Shvuye cannot be hal on something that he was already osam yasin. It's another aloche. It's not the Zeras HaKosuv of Prat Lezushim Chol HaLevelis. A person cannot assert himself something that he is already awesome. It's a special aloche of the Nisach HaLevelis. It's not the general deal of the Nisach HaLevelis. And the general din of Nishar Yisrael is based upon Exodus Akosim Cholal Zimeres. And this is another aloche. It's a svore. It's another aloche. It's a aloche mikodales. It's a aloche of Mushbe Mar Sinai. That the Yisra Shvuye cannot be held on something that is already Mushbe Mar Sinai. So as far as this, so that's why it's very mistaken what that Avin Luyum says in similar ways, that even though Rabbi Yisi, Yivom Yisdach Lamed Gimel says, that in respect, let's say, to the Yisachar Lisea, in connection with the Yisachar of King Tomei, being Chal, and Trumet Meir, or in connection with Yisachar Mono being Chal and Kusho, Chol and Kusho, so we are King Beris in the Rishon Mule, and it's only vis-a-vis Onshin that is not Chal. But, and this other is, that's only the Gabi da Loche of Prat Lezushim Chol Menes, that's Yisachar Zakosov, that says only in Gabi Onshin is not Chal, but in this other is to become a Rosh Yivomo. Mashiach came the other Loche, that the Shvuye cannot be Chal, and something that is already Mush Bemar Sinai. It cannot be Chal. So it's not Chal altogether. There is, the whole Isa is not Chal. So it's a special Aloche. So the Rosh says a very big story. Avori most on the day of the beginning. So the same special Aloche that applies to Shvuye applies to Neda too. The same reason. In other words, Shvuye is self-imposed and Neda is self-imposed. So it's just that by Shvuye there is Aloche. One cannot impose himself upon himself and Isa that he is already Osa Bar Sinai, so one cannot impose upon himself and Isa. Although there even though Neda is Nisa Hefze, but it's still self-imposed. It's the Gabre who imposes that Isa Hefze. So he cannot impose upon himself and Isa on something that is already Osa, that is already Mushbe. So the same way that we say that a self-imposed Isa cannot be Chal and the Torah imposed Isa, so it applies the similar story. A self-imposed chiyuv cannot be Chal and a Torah and already Torah imposed. So it's the same story. This is what he says. This is what he says. Abu Moshe on the veil of the kingdom will chayim. The Yisachar Yisya. Ho adin not only chayim, so will chayim. So in Mele, true there is a aloche of Bifichos Zdoke, which covers all mitzvahs, but only mitzvahs kiyumis, but not mitzvahs chiyumis, because it's not shayach to say that a person should be able to be mechayev himself something that the Torah already was mechayev. The same svore that a person cannot asa himself in Yisachar Yisya. So it's a special aloche of Yisachar Yisya. But if the Yisachar Yisya of Shvuye had been the same din of Yisachar Yisya as the general din of Yisachar Yisya, that is implicit in Exodus HaKosuv of Lo Yechalu Prat Lozushim Cholelas Vemeres, so then it would have no application to a Chiyuv al Chiyuv. But the special din of Yisachar Yisya is not that aloche of Yisachar Yisya. A person cannot impose upon himself obligations when this obligation is already imposed by the Torah. Whether the obligation is the negative obligation in the form of Isa, or the obligation is an affirmative obligation in the form of him. He cannot, the Isa Shvuye cannot be imposed by himself upon the Torah imposed Isa. And the Chiyuv Shvuye cannot be imposed by himself, upon himself, upon already Torah imposed him. So the same aloche should apply not only to Shvuye, should apply to the mitzvah too. So then you ask, so how can we visualize the aloche of nidrei mitzvah vis-a-vis mitzvah kiyumis? But we cannot visualize it vis-a-vis mitzvah kiyumis. Now, my commercial law, the show of minish with Susan Ashton. Hashim Hashem Yisrael Ben Dori, Haim Rabbi Kama Yisei, Hok Mashmo, Kibim Di Bo Yipot Anavshi, Mishmoche Chai Mishu Alei, Laha Bechei Bo Rishus, Vavato Betum Yida Roye, isn't that strange, that expression, Vavato Betum Yida Roye? Before we said that the Rosh Shite is like the Ramban in Parashe, like the Ramban in Parashe Batis, Rabbi Schweiger and the Carnero, they all mention Rambam Parsha Chukas, but it's a slip of the pen. I mean, in all this one, this slip of the pen appears. I don't know why. But in all this one, the Nitziv also mentions Parsha Chukas. I mean, in all this one, they mention Parsha Chukas. But it's a slip of the pen. It's Parsha Malis. So we said before that the Rosh is like Rambam in Parsha Malis, or in Chamis and Shavuos. That applies not only to Bittul Bamitzvah, to Kiddush Bamitzvah also. Mimele kishayach to apply it to Nidre Mitzvah. So even though there is Exos HaKosim of Bichos Yishtoko that has a very wide scope and covers all mitzvahs, but only mitzvahs kiyumis, not mitzvahs chiyumis. So that we can understand. But now he says, just, he says, how come Ashma Kibli, boy, put an afshay, Shiboha Chai Mishwale, to have a chibol of the shoes, Baba Tobi to me the oil. Where is the Aloha Baba Tobi to me the oil? Bohar Allah Hidi. That's in the Parshim Vayitcho. That's not in my days. There the Torah deals with the Chiv of Kor. That Aloha of Bohar Allah Hidi, Ma'aroyer issues, avatar issues. So that is aloche in Shmuel. That's not aloche in Neder. Go raye by Neder. So nishba levatla sam mitzvah. If you want to ask us the suke, so it is chal. If you want to ask us the matzah, it is chal. So it certainly is limited on Shmuel. So how can it apply to the mitzvah? So if the Rosh had mentioned v'have a hefty shamayim, then we could understand. But he mentions v'have a chibol of yishuz v'have atomid u'mid aroye. That's in the pasuk of Lahor al-Haiti. So, Tom Rabbi, the whole time we are in Shuiz. Yochim Yigo Matis Amitzo in Bidu Yechaye, Tom Nima Lorelei, Ma Tobe Vishuz Ava Goyo Vishuz. Oy Tzimich Bo Matis Amitzo in Bidu Shepota. Yochim Nishmo Kaim Zamitzo in Kim Shechaye, Tom Nima Lorelei, Ma Goyo Vishuz Ava Tobe Vishuz. Oy Tzimich Bo Kaim Zamitzo in Kim Shepota. That we couldn't apply, we couldn't say that this has universal significance. Because then there, the Bakit Bamitzo is Chal. So it is limited only to Shavuos. So if it doesn't apply to Nidre Mitzvah, why should it apply to Nidre Mitzvah? Now, in order to understand, this is a very strange Rosh. Now, we have Gemara Nozmi on the same Sechta, so please turn to Gemara. Now turn to Gemara Nozia, Tachsamach Beis on the base. Chema Ba'avodim Ubinoshim, Shuhu Meifa Nidrei Yishtei, Veni Meifa Nidrei Abdei. Heifa Yishtei, Heifa Olomis. Heifa Abdei Yotze Lecheus, Umashlim Nizerusim. So there is a Chumre Ba'avodim Ubinoshim, that if, let's say, one's wife took a nether of so, to kill never of Nizires, so it's a Meifan Yishte. When you make it, they recognize it to kill never of Nizires, any little down. Hey, for the Yishte, for Lomis, it will have this, for Chiva Shmizos. Tom Rabbo, Lomo, Rabbi Kifel in Zires, Avalu, in Tori. So, if they recognize to kill never of Nizires, so the Rav, the Odin, is Kifel, to drink wine. But Avalu, in Tori, Avalu, in Tori, later. Maishni gabinoze don rahmon lesa isa on afshe, we mish an afshe can be a lay, yotso eme chi in afshe can be a lay. Yohe, so he doesn't have the power to take an edder, so gabin dogi nam, it's not in afshe can be a lay. So me mele, so the edder tiny should not have the authority to take an edder, so why, how is it that in Ziris, He doesn't have the authority to take an eder. And the Rav can be capable to drink wine, even though the Mekna'ini took an eder of his eyes. And Dorna. Omer Rav Sheish Esoch Ma'askin Odin Shoy Eshko Shoy Amno Vimuf Noach Lefon. Gab Nidor Dechim Mitzah Bahay Mitzah Bahachine Vimotze Kofore. Gab Nidzir Dechim Mitzah Bahay Mitzah Bikul Vimotze Kofore. וגם מדור אם הוא יעסקינו לקל הישקו, דירו יוכל לאכול איש, אבל מה רובה כן שאו יחר עצמו לאכול פונוב, גם מדור אם בהי זה מיצע ומוצא כופלי, גם אינו זה מיצע נעבר הכי נמוצא כופלי, וגם מדור אם הוא יעסקינו לקל היחר עצמו לאכול לאכול איש, אלא מה רבה, סודת זה מסקל הדימה. לא מוגב לי צורך לכפייסי לנזירס, ואין צורך לכפייסי לנדורים, ואין צורך לכפייסי לשבועי, מה איתיימה דיום הקרו, דיום הקרו, להורר להיד, מה טוב הרשוס, אף הרוי הרשוס. יוצא להורא לאחרים שלא שבי עלי. So let's forget Rashi's pshat. Rashi has his own sheet. But let's see the thesis in the Rosh. So how does Abaye explain the Mishneh? That Linzir is the... So in other words, on the contrary, not as the Gemara assumed in the Havamah, that Linzir is. So the Rav can be cave, and Midorim cannot be cave, but Nizires is how, but the Odin has his schools to be cave. To be either under the Rav Nizires. Mashemikin, Banidre Yisera, so he doesn't even have to be cave. Even if the Odin doesn't care, so the Neder, the Nidre Yisera is moving on. By Nizires, so the Nizires is how. By the Nizires Ischa, but the Odin has the Keach to be Kevim. But if the Odin is not Kevim, there's the Odin's action to be Kevim, and then the Nizires is born. It doesn't mean that the Odin has a Keach to be Kevim, that they have nine, that they should be able to Ischa, as we show it. It means that the Neder initially, at the very outset, the Neder of Nizires Ischa, but the Odin has a keach to be mivakel the neder by being keifed the Eved Knaimi to drink wine. Mashein came by Nidre Yisea. The Odin doesn't even have to be keifed. Even if the Odin doesn't care a bit, so the neder Yisea is not. Lo marabi tzorich lechvesel in Zires, vi tzorich lechvesel in Dorin, vi tzorich lechvesel in Shvue. My time do makro lehor alehidi. מה טוב הרשוס, אף הרוי הרשוס, יוצא להור על האחרים, שהי הרשוס ביום. Now let's see what Rashi says. To go and enable us to understand this better. אלו מה רבי, הוכב טוב. לא מראה בצורך לכניס אל נזירס, שינוד אבינוזיה, בין רבי כפי והרי זה עושה מיין. כל זמן שאין כפי. לפי שאומרותי רוב, ואומר פעליהם, לרבי סבל. So there is a special drosha. By Nizires, the Nizires, the letter Nizires of Nevet 9 is hard. But the Odin, since he has a king in David, has a schus to be mivatil, the letter Nizires. But if the Odin wants to be mivatil, so he's escaping. But if he doesn't care the Odin, so then the letter of Nizires of Nevet 9 is effective. In spite of the fact that he is coming to the Odin. Because especially there's a cost. לשום תעלים, רבי סבל, אבל אם דובי בערך אין צורך להופיע. בערך, אין לי שאין גופי קונולי, וכן בין דובי, נאמה, אפילו בלוי כפי, מוטר לישטייס, ביין ולחם קולך. דום הכל להור הרהיתי, מה טוב הרשוס, אף הרוי הרשוס, יוצא נשבע להור על אחרים של השיר ביודי. הוכן נאמה, כאילו ניקו מקרש כבי אוכל ולשוסי, והיא כהפסד לרבי וחי לשם. Because there is a drosha. There is a drosh of Lehor HaLehiti, which is mentioned in the parasha of Shvuye by Yitro. So mainly because of that, so if somebody takes a Shvuye, Bidom Hashem Yishuz Biyodei, so it's not how. So it's not how. So the Mele, whenever an Eved Knaimi takes a Nidre Yisra, he says, Kika Zeyosa Rabai. So it is at a detriment, it's detrimental to the Odin. Because if he doesn't eat, some male it's detrimental to the Odin if he doesn't eat. If he undermines his own health. Some male it's in your shoes. So we say that Lahora Lahiti Bidim your shoes. But Yotza Nishba, the whole Lachidim Shino should be of his Shui is not Chal. So Nedar is not Chal. So the Gemara mentions, according to the Girsi of Rashi, takes with Rosh, the Gemara mentions that there is a Kosovo of Hora Lehidim, which is the Kosovo by Shui, we dominate. So Tain says, now let's see the basis. Yotza Lehora Lachidim, Shino should be on it. Uli Kachlin Dorim, after we blow him a Choy Sarab. Even if the Rab doesn't care, we hold on to the cloud. The Hain Avor is a Chidim, because it's Lehora Lachidim. So just the Shui is not Chal, Nedar is not Chal either. Shemakrish keichem veinuchozok limoche the yalfino nidorim shuiz. So the Taisa spells it out. There is the yalfuse of nidorim from shuiz. The chesivben lohor aleidim abu nizires in lakishon nidor. So Rashi, Taisa is really the Rashi. Rashi the Kashi same chaname. So if there is an analogy between shuiz and nidorim, there should be a similar analogy between shuiz and nizires too. So he says in chaname. We should say it, but there is a special Zerasakosu Gabin Ziris. A special Zerasakosu. The amount to Alei and the Rabbi Zerasakosu. So it's a special Zerasakosu. But we don't have a special Zerasakosu by Nidai Yisea. So mainly we learn out. We learn out from Shuez. The Alfina Nidorim Shuez. The Chesiv and Lora Leiti. Abul Ziris in Lakisho Nidor. Alistin Lakisho Nidor. Right, now. So... Now, look at the Rosh here, not here, have some ideas. Elma Abai, Hosekaton, Loma Rabbit, Yochel Hefel in Osia, Zorich Hefel in Osia, Ben Zorich Hefel in Dori, the Omakro, Gabishwe is Bito, Yotor Lahore Achirim, she knows Shuz Biodi, she Nishba Shiake is plainly, in Ashwar Holo, Undobi Miskas Mishwar, Yersibo Yeshua Ashwar Lesser Isia, Hilkar Undobi. Hilkab and Dorim in Tzorich Likedim. The Lechol Aneda Klab, Shaneda Rala Adele, Shemakrish Eskeire, Veniro Limoch, Ukrod Leser Isar al Nafshei, Nidashim Lene, Mishe Nafshei Kluyoloi, Shein Bayach Dvorei, Bafo Pishin Nidu Neda Yochot Rab Likev Lava Anitre, Vein Bayach, Imeni Inyan Lindorim, Shar Lechol Aneda Tnein Linzires. Alright, now, so the Kerneiro Esikasha, Kerneiro Nosir, not Nidor. The Kerneiro Nosir Esikasha. He says the Alfino Nidor in Mishwez, the Chesivan Loraleiti. So just that by Shwez, there is a loche of Loraleiti. Yotzonishba Loralachir. Akis plainly, Azikis plainly. So the Shwez is not Hal. So Nidorim too, even if it's not, takes an edder. Whereby he undermines his own health, and that is detrimental to the Odin. So it's Lohar Lachim. So the Kaleos Kashi is Monefshech. If we learn out the Eder from Shmuel, he says it's Barav Simicha, the Tesves. If we learn the Tesves, the Rosh, if we learn out in Eder from Shmuel, so just as by Shmuel there is a Loche, Aldorashi in the Shus, Biode Shmuel is not Chal, Lohar Lachim. So then, Neder is not Chal in there, so why is Nishol Levatel Samitz Chal? By Shui it's not Chal. From the same Roshe, because the Horah Lehidi. Dvorim Shal Meshus. So for the same reason, that the Horah Lehidi Shui is not Chal, so Levatel Samitz Shui is not Chal. But Levatel Samitz Neder is Chal. So maybe the Horah Lehidi Neder should be Chal. So how does Rashi and Tesis in the Rosh say that the Horah Lehidi? And this is a milder Lohar Achirim than Mevatel Mitzvah. It's not such a Mitzvah as let's say Kedim Sukkah Olai Shal Eichim Kedim Matzah Olai Shal Eichim Kedim Achilas Matzah Olai Not Shal Eichim Kedim Achilas Matzah Olai. So he says it's Merav Sinitra. So what is the Teretz? Now in explaining the Gemara as to why the Gemara Dr. Zion says the Shvui is not Chal, the Vatel HaMitzvah, and Neder is Chal, so there are two Pshat Mishim. You'll see. Some Mishim explain it simply on the basis of Chepze and Gav. So Shvui is an Isa Gavre, so he has no authority to ask himself to do something that the Gav is not with. How can How can he be defined Torah, in effect, if somebody takes a shvue? If somebody takes a shvue, shvue shall aniach tefillin. Torah says he's mechuyev to put on tefillin. And he says, no, I am not allowed to put on tefillin. So he cannot do it, because it's God. Masha'im kineder is chepze. So he doesn't say anything about the gavre. The gavre, a gavre is a natural result. He just asks the chepze, and the chepze is not mishbas asina. He just asks the matzi. The matzi is not bound by asina. This is how some rishonim explain. Other rishonim explain it because imachilin liotum davarosa, and the mukiyesef. The mukiyesef uses the roshim. After Zion. Zayin per sheni daf hey in the rib the mukiyis and the mish. So he says the chayim of midor midor the most if he asks the suki he asks the mas if he shall go to chol mal bamitz midor is a chetzi ve imachili leodom dom osamay shall yom patei ol asis mitze bisuranoi und wie hoch lecker le mein aber hat und ist erst in die zwei gelebt 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 ist es in dort wie coach in den dort lesser ist so he explains it differently not simply on the basis because neder is hefze and the hefze is not in spaß was sinai so the mele he has authority to ask the hefze and once the hefze is also so the mele he becomes also no he doesn't say it he says because in a chino lot of the box. And the Rosh also that design explains it that way. In other words, because he asks the Hefze, so mele, there is a Shem Yisra, Shem Vayor Yisra on the Hefze. In order to be Mikai in the Mitzvah of Matzeh, so it has to be a Hefze of Mitzvah. If it has a Shem Yisra, how can it be a Hefze of Mitzvah? So mele, he answers the Kashi. The Ritva says, that if, let's say, somebody said, Kenim Sukhavai, or Kenim Esrikavai, or Kenim Matzavai, so it's Chav. So he's not allowed to sit in the Sukhavai, he's not allowed to take the Esrik, he's not allowed to eat the Matzavai. Suppose he did take the Esrik, suppose he did eat the Matzavai, suppose he did sit in the Sukhavai, so the Ritva said, he's not even kind of Mitzvah, because it's Mitzvah above Aver. Now, mitzvah above Avera certainly depends upon the Shem Levayim Avera, as I mentioned several times. Not upon the fact that the person does an Avera. There is no such aloha that if a person does an Avera in fulfilling the mitzvah, some male death negate the Kima mitzvah. Of course, he did the wrong thing, I mean. There is no heta to do Avera in order to carry mitzvah. But if he did a mitzvah through the medium of an Avera, so he should be able to carry the mitzvah. But only when there is a Shem Levayim of Avera and the Chet. So he says here, the Ritva says, because even if he did sit in the Sukkah, he's not in time because it's Misabo Vavir. In other words, because he says Shem Levayim Vavir. So in Mukhi Yisif starts from the other end. He says, why is Neda Chalabat Ba Mitzvah? Because in order to be Mikayim in Mitzvah of Matzeh, so the Matzeh has to be a Heftz of Mitzvah. So the Matzeh has to have a Shem Levayim of Mitzvah. In order to be Mikayim in Mitzvah of Sukkah, so the Sukkah has to have a Shem Levayim of Mitzvah, it has to be a Heftz of Mitzvah. There is Aloche, Zekir Bambeyu. So, Isuke Noe, and so on. In other words, so the aloche of Zekir Bambeyu applies only to a chepetz of mitzvah. So in other words, so the halishem chepetz of mitzvah is miyakiv nekim a mitzvah. Suppose someone will sit in a sukkah, but for some reason the sukkah will not be a chepetz of mitzvah. will not have Harishen mitzvah, it will not be affected with the Shem Nevi of mitzvah, he will not be mikayim the mitzvah of Sukkah. So the Mele, since he can aser the Hefze can aser. Now if he can aser the Hefze, so the Hefze requires the Shem Nevi of Isa. Now that is diametrically opposed to Shem Nevi of mitzvah, Shem Nevi of Isa. So the Mele, any Sukkah that he sits is not the Hefze of mitzvah. If it's not a chetz of mitzvah, it cannot become a mitzvah. So that he says, now, he says, the reason is why don't we say, leise ese mitcha leise se. So the mitzvah says, in ese mitcha leise se vese. So the Mishnah in Malachet Bekashi and the mitzvah, how can he say in ese mitcha leise se vese? The Gemara in Yvonne says, that the leise se vese, that is ese bishayre, so ese is deiche leise se vese, that is ese bishayre. That's the reason as to why he knows a mitzere, so he can be gilaleach. Because the essay of Giruach mitzere is the reitzese and the essay of Nozim. So the Mishnah has a kashe. How can the Ritva say that if somebody has the suki, or he has the essay, he has the matzeh, so we don't say, so the mitzvah is, let us say, yes, let us say, let the yes of Sukkah of Matzah of Sesrik be the yich and the leisis of Yachl Vorei, so use the teretz, besides Yachl Vorei, there is also a nesik leitz bir yas. So yes, it is a leisis of Yasek. So the Mishnah Melech has a kashe, but it's a leisis of Yasek that means a mishal. So it's a kashe, it's a good kashe. And the mitzvah, right, that's not our meaning. But according to the Mekiyitzit, it's no kashe. Because the Mekiyitzit says here, Nidogim is a hefzei, ומחיל מאוד מדבר אוסופי, שלום אותי הוא עשס מיצה בישורה נויה, הוא הופיע חוכלק למים הבאות, הוא לא יישא עשה, ומעצה, ומצווה, ומתחה לא יישא עשה, דינדור, וקולשקים דינדור עם עשה לא יישא עשה. So he says וקולשקים, but he really implies we don't even have to resort to the fact that it's a lisa se vese. In other words, here, even if there hadn't been an essay, even if there had been a mere lisa se, so we couldn't say that the essay of Sukkah should be deich and the leises of Goyach Dvoi. Because since the Shem Yisr attaches to the Chetzeh, neder is Misa Chetzeh, so it has the Shem Levi of Yisr, so mainly it's a Afkoye of the Shem Levi of Mitzvah. So it's not a Chetzeh of Mitzvah. How can it be kind? So, Esse deich and the leises, the Esse can be deich and the leises. But then, Bimtzies, it's impossible to be Mikayim, because the Chetzeh is the Shem Levi of Yisr. So every Sukkah in the world will have a Shem Levi of Isa. Because he answered every Sukkah in the world. So it acquired a Shem Levi of Isa. So mainly it's not shy to say, so even if he didn't, even if he didn't coupled with an essay, especially that it's coupled with an essay. So in other words, so the Kashi is directed only against the Ritva, but it's not against the Gezi. So in other words, I just wanted to point out that there are two pshat in the Gemara. Would some Rishonim explain it simply on the basis Gavron Chepzeh? Because by Shmue, by Neder, that it is a Chepzeh, so Mele, it's how, even if it's law, even Bidoba Shein Rishus. But other Rishonim explain it, why is Neder Chal Vatla Mitzvah? Not that the Aloche of Ma'aroy Rishus, Safatoga Rishus, Safatoga Rishus, Ma'aroy Rishus, doesn't apply to Neder. It applies to Neder too. We see that according to Rashi, to Tesis and to the Rosh, it applies to Neder as well. So then the Kashi of the Kerneiro is, so why is Neder the battle of our mitzvah? How? If Neder Horav Achirim is not. And for that reason, when at night he takes a shvue, Keine Machilas Kiker Olai, so then it's not. Because it's Lohar Achirim, he has no issues to undermine the order. So, how about Levat Bar Mitzvah, Kenan Sukkah Olai? The answer is, Ein Lachan Ami. Neder couldn't be Chal, Lohar Achirim either. But the reason as to why it is Chal Levat Bar Mitzvah, because the Neder is Chal. So the Mele, the Sukkah becomes a Sukkah Shalisa. Acquire the Shem Levi of Yisrael. So mainly it's impossible for him to be a Mekayim Mitzvah. It's impossible. It's impossible for him to be mekayim the mitzvah. If it had been possible for him to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah, he would have to do it. And we would say, but it's impossible. Because in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah, it has to have a shem levayah of mitzvah. It has to be a chefetz of mitzvah. And here, it's not a chefetz of mitzvah, it's a chefetz of mitzvah. Mashenim kein yon evet naimi takes a neder. So then, it's lohor al-achedim, the neder is lohor al-achedim. So the same aloche of ma'aroye, lohor al-ahedim, vidim al-oshus, not lohor al-achedim, shein al-oshus, applies to neder too, to neder isat. That's the shite of Rashi and Teis Vesedosh. Now the Rambam, I don't want to go into it, the Rambam, as the Kerneiro points out, at the different years in the Gemara, he wasn't even Geiris, Lohor al-Hedim, that's it. The Rambam had a different years. So of course, the Shittas Rambam is not like that. But Rashi, Teisves, and Rosh had this Girsay. So the Meile, according to them, it's a Gemara Meforeshes, that the Halacha of Lohor al-Hedim, that is mentioned in the parasha of Shvui and the parasha of Korban, but it applies to Neder Yisrael. It applies to Neder Yisrael. Now, so, if so, we can understand this Rosh. Now this parasha in Vayikra of Lohor al-Hedim tells us that if someone takes a shvua Lohor al-Hedim, and then he doesn't fulfill the shvua, he has to bring his chayav b'kol melorim. Now how about shvua ochalti lo yachalti? So Rabbi Shmuel says by ochalti lo yachalti there is no kol shvua. Rabbi Akiva says the weeks because we call Asher Yibati Bisfosei Lohor al-Hedim. So Rabbi is Ochalti Meloyachal. So Rabbi Akiva is Mara. But what does the parasha spell out explicitly? Not Shvue of Ochalti Meloyachal. Not Shvue of Abba. But Shvue of us. Now, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that by Shvue of Ova, there is no Korban, only by Shvue of Eichel Leichel, then we have to say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Chiyuv Korban, Meile V'Hirei, is for the Avere of being Eiver Leshvue, not for the Avere of being Nishba Lashika. Not for the Avere of being Nishba Lashika. Because by Chalti V'Lechalti, there is definitely an Avere of Nishba Lashika. Even more than Eichel Leichel. Because by Chalti Lechalti, so Shor Shemishba, Yosha Shvua Vashekha Repi, by Eichel Leichel, so if the Gavre does become a Nishba Lashekha, so it's only later on, if it does become a Nishba Lashekha. But at the time that he's made to the Shvua, there is no Maisi Shvua Lashekha. So, and by Chalti Lechalti, there is no Korban, by Eichel Leichel, there is Korban. So obviously, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Chiyuv Korban is not for being Nishma Lashikar, but the Chiyuv Korban is for violating Nishma. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel. The question is according to Rabbi Akiva. And we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva is Marv. Before Hashem Yibati Bisfor saying, so is Marv Ochalti Ochalti as well. By Ochalti Ochalti there is no Ochalaisi. He swears, Ochalti Esme, and it's Sheker. So there is no Chalesi, it's a Maisi Shmuel Sheker. It's Chayri Korban. So there the Chiyuv Korban is for the Avera of being Nishma Sheker. But there is certainly, according to Rabbi Akiva, a Chiyuv Shvuye by Eichel Leichel. This is spelled out explicitly. So is it the same Chayri according to Rabbi Akiva, or is it different Chayri? So you could say, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the sole mechayim of Korban Shvuye is the avere of violating Shvuye. Because the ability of being Nishbara Shekinah is not Mechaipo. Vorai Wachalti Wachalti certainly is an ability of being Nishbara Shekinah. And still is not Haipo. So that's according to Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that we are marveled from the Posik, Cholashi Vati Misvosi. So, Ochalti Wachalti as well. So maybe there are two Alochas, two Mechaipo of Shmuel. One higher of Shmuel is spelled out in the explicitly by the Torah in the expression Horal Eitiv in Eichel Leichel. So the Mechayel of Eit Kom of Eichel Leichel is the Avere of Vay. Of the Cholashi Vati Biswasi, that even for the Shvui of Shekia, of Achalti Vuyachalti, he is Chayim Kol Mil Rivei, and vis-a-vis Achalti Vuyachalti, the Chiyuv Kol is certainly for the Ma'is Avir of Nishvala Shekia, so maybe even the Mechayev, in Eichel Vuyachel, that is spelled out explicitly by Torah, so it's not the Avir of being Avir Shvui, the Bar Yachal, but the Nishba Shekia, because the Shittas Rambam means that Bein Nochalti Vloyachalti is Chayev Malkes for receiving Nishba Shekia, and Bein Neichel Leichel. So the question is, Neichel Leichel, when is it Nishba Shekia? The answer is, he's in Nishba Shekia when he violates the Shvui, so he becomes Nishba Shekia. So maybe, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's one Mechayev, the Mechayev is Nishba Shekia, but in the Chalti Lechalti is in Nishba Shekia immediately, in Eichel Leichel he becomes in Nishba Shekia when he violates the Shvui. Or it's too Mechayim to call it Rabaki. Now, we can see there is a definite trial from the Ramban Shikin Lechamis Indushin. The Ramban Lechamis Indushin says, he mentions the Yerushalmi, that Nishba Batles HaMitzvah is Chal B'Kirel. Nishba Batles HaMitzvah is Chal B'Kirel. Is Chal B'Kirel, and if he said Shvo Shaleishi Bisuko called him a shono, so the name is how that Suk is too. Shvo Shaleichu Matze Kolil is a shono. So it's how the Pesach as well. Now, all the Rishonim is the Kashe from the Gemara in Shvuos. From the Gemara in Shvuos. That from the Gemara in Shvuos, it appears that that even Bikelel is not how. So, there is a Gemara in Shvuos, that of Yimun. Shvuos Shaleichu. The Mishnah says, Shvuos Shaleichu. V'yochal Levilas et Chayifes. Shkotzim u'motzim chayim. And first, the Mishnah, that's the Seder. And the Reish of the Mishnah says, Shvuos Shaleichu v'ochal Eichu in Shinehuin la'achila. Yushos maskin Shinehuin l'isiyah potter. So the Gemara is, Hogufikashi, I'm the Jewish Eichel, the Holy Fashion, the Achille, just Mask, the Holy Sea, Potter. What a Tony Swish Eichel, the Holy Slave, she was the Mosk Hayek. Maishna Rishi, the Potter, Maishna Sea, the Hayek. So Rabbi Eichel says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Eichel, Namet Avaye, Bekilu Dvor Mamutor, and Dvor Masur. In other words, he said, when do we say that he is Hayek, Shmuel Eichel, the Yocha? Nivele Sutrefe, Shkotzimu Motzim Chayev, not if he said, Shvuo Shaloyechel, Shvuo Shaloyechel, Nivele Sutrefe, and then he ate his Chayev, then he's not Chayev. But if he says, Shvuo Shaloyechel, Shaloyechel, Nivele Sushchutes, and then he ate Nivele, so he's Chayev. So Gemara says, El Rabbi Chanan, it has to not be Chayim Kovim, it has to be Yisidu Aviyem. It has to be Yisidu Aviyem. So Bishlim will Yishlok is Mishkach Eslo Dula Aviyem. El Rabbi Chanan, Bishlim will have Mishkach Eslo. El Rehei Necha Mishkach Eslo. So even if he said, Shvua Shalo Eichel Nivei Lesu Shchutes, it's less Yisidu Aviyem. Because suppose, can he take the Shvua? Shvua Shalo Nivei Lesu Shchutes. Nah. So it's Gemara in Pereshis that Shvuah Livat Bar Mitzvah is not Chal even Bekeilu. So all the Rishonim ask Balistira between our Gemara and Yoshal Elohim Nicha Mishkach Aslo. They are people of Bekeilu and not only I'm going to take Shvuah Livat Bar Mitzvah. Because here the Gemara says in so many words that Behem it's not Shayach. It cannot be visualized Behem. In other words, if somebody will take Yishvuah, Shvuah Sheikh on the Beres Ushchutes. So it's not Chal. But Al Bikil, it should be Chal. Just like Shvuah Shelo Yeiche. Matze Kol Leiles Hashon. So it's Chal. So all the Shem of the Kash. So that's several times. The Ritzvah gives the Teretz that when does the Yerushalmi say that Shvuah is Chal the Bat Kram Mitzvah Bikilel? Only when he says it. Not when he spells it out. So there, he doesn't say, in a chanami, if someone will say, Shvuah Shaloyeche b'suke b'leil sukes u'bichol b'leil sashono, it's not Chalbikilel. But when does Yerushalmi say that it is Chalbikilel, if he doesn't mention, if he doesn't spell out leil sukes, he just says, Shvuah Shaloyeche b'suke kol b'leil sashono. But if someone will say, Shvuah Shaloyeche b'suke leil sukes v'shol b'leil, so it's not Chal B'Kilel. Here, the Gemara has reference to the case where it says, Shvuah Sheichel Nivele Zuh Shvuah. So then it's not Chal. Oh. Because you told the Torah Shalom, which will come out of Matzah with Pesach Chayim, I will be Zakir with Chayim Shue, the Vatra Samit. We did it, the Hochen Dafke with Chayim Shue, we should be his Kim Vele. We need all the Leich, I will host on the Mitka Pesach Chayim Shue. Then we read before us, the Baba Shem Al Taisi get out of Hochen with Chayim. The Koma Shue Sheikh Al Ruach, I will host on the Nishba Shleach Al Ruach, I will come and say Bada Chayim. The Ramban Muhammad says, that Shvuye, that when we say that Shvuye is hal, that when we say that Shvuye, the when Yerushalmi says that Shvuye Shalaiyach Matze Kol Meres Hashona or Shalaiyach Bisur Kol Meres Hashona, so the Shvuye is hal b'keilel. So it only means l'gabi bal yachad. It only means l'gabi bal yachad, but Kol Meres. But Kolm there isn't. Even, in other words, there is no Kolm by Chiyuv Kolm, by Shvuyah Levatel La Mitzvah, even if it was taken to kill. Even if it was taken to kill. So Mele, here the Gemara, as the Kashi, here we're discussing Kolm. And the Shvuyah was Shvuyah Shaloi Yechon in Genesis Shvuyah. So the Gemara is, Kolm Yechon Yechonen, it's not Mishkachas for Behen. Because it has to be Yisei Bila Behen. So suppose he'll say Shvuah Sheichal Nidres Yishchutes. So it will be Chal Ligabi Bal Yachol, but it will not be Chal Ligabi Kol. It will not be Chal Ligabi Kol. So we see from that Ramban we see that the Chiyuv Kol is not for being even Shvuah, but the Chiyuv Kol is for being Nishma Sheker, for being Nishma Sheker. Now, but. For being a Nishma Sheker. Just as in the case of Vachalti Lo Yachalti. Vachalti Lo Yachalti. So in other words, so the Ramban chief is that according to Rabbi Akiva that we are Marbe, Vachalti Lo Yachalti, so and by Vachalti Lo Yachalti, it's certainly for Nishma Sheker. So the Melech, the Torah spells out explicitly, so the Mechayim of the Korom is the fact that the Gav is a Nishma Sheker, not for being Eber Shvuye, because we see that Bekeleo, so there is Bal Yachol, that means Ischal, but Korom not. Why? Because Korom is for the Avera of being Nishma Sheker. So in other words, Levat Va Mitzvah is Mufke of the Avera of Nishma Sheker. Levat Va Mitzvah. Even on Bekeleo. But as far as Chalisim is concerned, so then it depends. Not Bekeleo, so it's Mufka of Chalisim as well. Bekeleo, it's not Mufka of Chalisim. So we see that the Ramban Shiti is, that the Ramban Shiti is, that the Chiyuv of Kol, by according to Rabbi Akiva, that is Marbe, or Chalti, or Yachalti, and there it's certainly not for Nishma Lesheker, I'm sorry, and there it's certainly for Nishma Lesheker. So, because there's no chalaisim, so even the mechayev in the shvuyah of eichel leichel, so it's also not for violating the shvuyah that is chal, but for being nishma sheker, for being nishma sheker, and we see according to Ramban, so let's say if nishma lebatel es hamitzvah b'keila, so bal yachol there is, so it has chalaisim, but kol there is not. Why? Because Nishma Levatles HaMitzvah is Nishma Levatles HaMitzvah is Mufke of Shvuyah L'Shekeah because of the Droshe of Lohor HaLeiti Ma'aroyah Rishus HaKatovah Rishus. So Yotzo Nishma Levatles HaMitzvah is not Rishus. So even the Kehil is not Rishus. A thousand times the Kehil, it's still not with Rishus. So Mimele, it's Mufke of Shvuyah L'Shekeah. But then there is another Aloche or that Shvuyah Levatles HaMitzvah is Mufke of Chaleisi. Why? Because Chetzi Shemayim. So if it's Bekeleo, so it's not considered Chetzi Shemayim. Chetzi Shemayim, when is it considered Chetzi Shemayim? If it's exclusively Mitzvah. But if it came, if it has two ingredients, Rishus and Mitzvah, then it doesn't come within the category of Chetzi Shemayim. So we see that Ramban Shiti is that the Mechayim of Korm is the Avera of Nishma Lesheker, not the Avera of being given the Shvuyah, and it's not totally in the Chalaisim. And this Aloche of the Hor HaLeheki has no Shaychas to Chalaisim. This Aloche of the Hor HaLeheki has a shaykhes to the iser of nishbal sheker. And the mechayev of korban is the aver of nishbal sheker, like just as in the case of a chalte lo yachalte. So in other words, the Ramban will obviously have to have the gears of the Ramban, as the Kerameh of Pentzalat, he knows, have some things. Because according to the gears of Rashi, Teisves, and the Rosh, so Lohor Al-Heitiv applies to the Yisar as well. So then we cannot say that Lohor Al-Heitiv is a Haloch in the Yisar of Nishbal Sheker. Nishbal Sheker has no Shaykhes in the Yisar. So, since according to Rashi and Tesis and Rosh, the Rosh of Lohor Al-Heitiv applies to the Yisar, so it's a raya that Lohor Al-Heitiv has a shaykhes to the Chavez Shui. So then it can have a shaykhes to Nera too, because just a Shui has a Chavez, just a Shui imposes in Suri, Chiyubim on the Gavre, so the Dorim also imposes Surim upon the Gavre. So Mele, the Rosh Shite is not like the Ramban Shite. According to the Ramban, so the Chiyuv Korban that is mentioned in the Pasuk of Lohor Al-Heitiv is for the Aveir of Nishbal Sheker. So Mele, it couldn't have any Shaykhes to Nidorim. But according to the Rosh had a Girsay about Girsay, the Rosh knows him. So Mele, the Rosh Nidorim, he only shitos that he has the Girsay, that Lohor Al-Heitiv applies to Nidorim as well. If it applies to Nidorim as well, so we have to say that the Chiyuv Korban, that the Chiyuv Korban for Ishvuye of Oichel Vleichel is not for the Avere of being Nishbal Sheker, but it's for the Avere of violating the Shvuye. Because if it had been for the Avere of Nishbal Sheker, we could have no application to Nidorim. Only have Nidorim Schalez. So then you ask, but why does the Torah have to mention a Mechayev of violating the Shvuye, that is Chalaisi, to bring the Korban. After all, according to Rav Akiva, so the Pasuk is Marbe, B'chol Asher Yivati B'Sfosei, so is Marbe in Mechalti Le'achalti, and the Mechayev in Mechalti Le'achalti is forbidden in Mechalti Le'achalti. So the Mele, Eichel Le'achal should not be Gorua to Mechalti Le'achalti. The answer is no. The Rosh Shiti is, when is a Chayach to say that he is Eiver Avere of Nishbal Sheker? When is a Chayach to say that a person is Eiver and Avere of Nishbal Sheker? Only when there is no Chalitz. Ochalti or Chalti. So there is no Chalitz. If it's not true, so he's a Nishbal Sheker. But Eichel or Eichel, if it is Chal, so it's not Shaykh to say he's Eiver Avere of Nishbal Sheker. When is Eiver Avere of Nishbal Sheker? When he takes the Shvuye. It was not the Sheker. He became bound by the Shvuye. Then later on, he didn't fulfill it. So he violated the Shvuye. But later on, he didn't take any Shvuye. So the Shita of the Rambam and Ramban is that the Etzem violating the Shvuye is an Avere of Nishbal Sheker. But the Shita Rosh is not like that. The Avere of Nishbal Sheker consists in being metzi a shvuye l'ashekel. But when you take a shvuye, that is chaleisim, so it's emes. It's emes. Even if later on, he fails to fulfill the shvuye. So he violated the shvuye, but the nishbal shekel isn't. Because the fact that it was chal, that itself makes it emes. That's the sheet of the Rosh. Not like the sheet of the Ramban in the Rosh. So mimele, so now, since the mechayim, of Korban in Eichel V'Leichel is the Avere of being Eivere Shvuye. So it must be Shvuye that is Chalaisi. So, and the Torah says, Lohar Al-Heitiv, Daf Kereshus. Something that is not Kereshus, so it's not Chal. So in many ways, there is no Korban by Shvuye. So, but we learn how the same Aloche, that something that is not, that it doesn't have Kereshus, has no Chalaisi. So it's Exerzakos of Noah Flores. This is a source of the that in Dibre Mitzvah, in not in Dibre or Shoes, there is no Chalitz Afloye. There is no Chalitz Afloye. So that's why he says, Do we have a Chibor, El Rishus, we have a Hatobe Dumi Daroy. So the Mele, So the Mela Gezer Sakosu for free shoes has no application to Mitzvah Kiyumis. It has only application to Mitzvah Kiyumis. Applies not only to Hegdesh and to Zdoke, but to all mitzvahs. So then, it follows that the same halacha. So according to this Rishayim, so it follows from the Gemara that if we say like the Rambam that Shmuye is not how the kind of mitzvah there is no bal yacho, so Mele. So a mitzvah is not chal regarding bal yachal if he is mushba beini. So when does this aloche of nidrig beya of nidrig mitzvah apply? If it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not if it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So he has the kasha. So then by stoke too. So when is a neder effective? Only if a person makes a neder of stoke over and above his chil. Let's say he's mechuyev to give ma'aseh or 1/10 or 1/5 of his income. So if he makes an eder to give over and above the 10th, over and above the 5th, so then the neder is effective. But if the neder relates to the degree of tzedakah that he's mechuyev to give, then it's not imchal, and it's not mistada. So we mentioned the tarets. Because by tzedakah, first of all, there is arizu, and even arilai. So the Rambam and the Ramban say there is shibut nechosim. So as far as the shibut nechosim is concerned, so that applies even to the extent of the chiyuv of tzedakah as well. So mimele it applies to the bal yachol, and so mimele the bal yachol. And clients in Piviase also apply, even if the neder of Zdoke is in the realm of the Chiyuv. Now, so then I mentioned that should be told in the 2 days of the Rambam. Because the 2 days of the Rambam, Chumash, in Parsha Matteis, so both days of the Rambam hold that there are two aspects in Zdoke. First of all, in the neder of Zdoke. First of all, there is the bomitic aspect of Amirosei, Re'anim, Kimsirosei, Le'edyedome, and even if the neder is Ariolai. So he also applied out the bomitic need because of the Shibud Nechosi. And then there is the love. Then there is the love of Klayitz Piviase, the love of Kibarach Dvorei, and the essay of Klayitz Piviase. And that's the reason as to why the Rashbo and the Ramban and the Dorim say that Sofik Zdoke is Lachm. From the point of view of the moment the Kaloche, so it should be Lachke, Amitz Bechavi Olavarai. But from the point of view of the Yisea, of Bal Yachor, and Chayetz and Piviase, so we say Lechumre, like every Sveik in the Reis. Like every Sveik in the Reis. Now, and what is the Shite? What is the Shite of the Ran? Why does the Ran say that Sofik Zdoke is Lachke? But the Ran will also be made it. That there is a Nisa of Bal Yachol in Zdoke. The answer is, the Ran Shite is that the Bal Yachol of Zdoke and the Cholayitz and Piviase by Zdoke emanates from the moment the Kaloche. Why is there Bal Yachol and Cholayitz and Piviase? Because of the moment the Kaloche. Because Amirosei, Ranim Kimsirosei Lehedidome, and because there is Shibut Nechosim. So Mimele is even Bal Yachol. So since the moment the Kaloche is the basis for the Yisra of Bal Yachol, so in respect to the Momen, we say Sofik Momen Lohokol, so in Gabizdok you also say Sofik Momen Lohokol. Then I said, but the Ramban here in Midori, the Ramban that the Ram mentions, the Ramban and the Rashbo here, they hold that the Yisra of Bal Yachol and Kudes of Kwaitz, Piviase by Zdoke is independent of the moment of Kaloche. It's two separate things. First of all, if someone takes an eder of Zdoke, whether it's Arizu or Arielai, so there is a Aloche of Amrosi Lalim, Kimzirosi Lehedidome, and by Arizu, so it becomes moment Ani Mamesh, by Arielai, there is Shibut Nechosim, and then there is also a Nisa of Balyachol and Klayit Biryase, which is independent of the momentic aspect of Amirose Lianim Kitsuros Lehenino. That's the Shite of the Rajbo and the Rajbo and the Ramban here. But the Ramban of Chumash apparently has two Rishenis. Now both Rishenis say that there is a momentic aloche, and because of that they say that Ibn Nidri Goveya attaches to the Hefze because of the momentic aloche. But according to one version in the Ramban, so the Yisrael Bal Yachol emanates from the momentic aloche, and according to other version, it's independent. So one version in Ramban Chumash is in consonance with the Ramban that the Ran mentions here. The other version is not in consonance with the Shita of the Ramban that the Ran mentions here. Now, so if we say, now one thing is clear, that this halacha of Dvorin Mechula, who Mechul Hefti Shomayim, and according to the Ramban Shite, it applies to the Kaim Dvar Mitzvah as well. Mimele, according to the Rishenim, that all Nidri Mitzvah are included in the category of Nidri Gaveya. But, so, if someone takes a Neder that he'll put on Tfilin, it's Mitzvah Yubis, so then it's not Ha. But, if he takes a Neder to be Levi Talmud Torah, so then it's not Ha. But if he takes a Neder to learn Perek Zeh, so that's not a Mitzvah Yubis, that's only a Mitzvah Yubis, so then the Neder is Ha. That is Ha. But vis-à-vis Tzedoke, on account of the momentic aspect, so even if someone will take a neder to give Tzedoke what he is mechuyev to give, not over and above the chiyuv, but even if the neder is to give what he is mechuyev to give, so the momentic din will apply, because the halacha dvorin mechol al mechol chefetz shemayim applies only to the isurim of Bal Yach, but it doesn't apply to the momentic din that takes effect throughout Zohar. But according to the Loshen Rambam, that the Yisrael of Bal Yach by Tzedoke emanates from the momentic din, so we may lay, in as much as the momentic din takes effect, even in respect to the degree of Tzedoke that is mechuyev to give, so if someone will take a neder that he'll give Tzedoke, even though the neder is to give the Tzedoke that is mechuyev, it's a mitzvah yubis, it's the mitzvah yubis of Tzedoke. But as far as the moment the aloche is concerned, as far as the aloche of Amirosei la'anim mitzvos lehedyadome, and as far as the shibud mechosim is concerned, so it takes effect even in respect to the extent of the chiyuv of Tzedoke. So, and since the love of Bal Yachol emanates from the momentic aspect, so we obey the Bal Yachol too. But according to the other Roshin Rambam, that the Yisrael of Bal Yachol is independent of the momentic aspect, and since we have a halacha ligabi shvuye and ligabi nidre mitzvah that are also included in nidre goveya, that dvorin meichel avu meichel lechefti shomayim, that it is not chal, so in respect to Tzedoke too, if somebody would say I'll give myself to anim, so the neder, since he's mechuyev to give myself anim anyway, so mele it will not be chal as far as Bal Yachol is concerned. But there will be Shibud Mechosim. But as far as Bal Yachol is concerned, so it will not be Chal. So it all depends upon the two Rishonim in Rambam. I'm saying that because the Meir in Shvuos, Perek Shlishi, Daf Samach Zayin, there on top, he says, Ho'ei Meir Eshne Perek Zeh, Ho'ei Misechte Zu Chayim. So in other words, it's a mitzvah giyubis only. It's not a mitzvah chiyubis. V'chein binoda roi nishba litein tzedoke. Hoyu vim rotzo potan atzmei bipochis. So he says, v'chein binoda roi nishba litein tzedoke. So it's chayev. What do you mean it's chayev? It's chayev mishum Bal Yachol. So the reason is because Potter Atzmi Pochis. In other words, so he mentions only if he is not mechuyev to give that much. But if the neder applies to the degree of chiyuv, so then he's not chayev mishum bal yachid. He's not chayev mishum bal yachid. But of course, as far as amirosil anim keeps rosil heavy dome, and as far as shivut nuchosim is concerned, so that then it certainly is chal. But the merely discusses here the bal yachid. It says chayev. Chayev means the bal yachid. So he emphasizes hoy v'chayv v'nodar u'lish bal litim zdoke hoy v'imrotzo poteratz v'pochetz. But that will not accord with the shite. With the shite of the Adaloshin in the Ramban and the shite of the Rashbo and the Ramban in the Dorin that the Ram mentions, that the Tzofik Tzdok is Lahachmir, so this shite holds, the shite of Tzofik Tzdok Lahachmir, that the Bar Yachob by Tzdok is independent of the moment he gets me. So this accords with that shite, the contrary. So this merely accords with the shite of the Rashbo and the Ramban in the Dorin, but it doesn't accord with the Shite in the Ramban Chumash in Parsha Mateis that the Iser of Bal Yachol Kabitzdoke emanates from the moment he gets it. Now let's see the Teisves. The Teisves is very, the washing is not smooth. The Teisves here on the Gemara, the second memory of Rav Gittin. נדר גודל מאוד על הולכי ישראל וחירה משמע שאומר לו שזה ולא יזכר שבוע וקומש לו ויש יד לשבוע ויש יד לשבוע. So that's a very strange thing. So the Rotesis mentions Ishite that this Gemara, the second memory of Rav Gidl Hoime Ashkin Veshne Perik Zeh, so does not have reference to the case where he said Shvuo she'ashkim ve'esh ne'pirek zeh, as the Ram explains it. No, but he just said Okum ve'esh ne'pirek zeh, Aku ashkim ve'esh ne'pirek zeh, esh ne'misach bezu. That's all. So he didn't say Shvuo she'esh ne'pirek zeh. So it is still considered a shvuo because of a yad. Now, all the other Rishonim are chilek on it, because all the other Rishonim say that by Shvu'e, if you don't mention Shvu'e, so just Kabole, Okum Vesh Neperek Zeh, even if in his heart he means Shvu'e, so it couldn't be Shvu'e. Alright, but there is one Shit, V'chire Mashma Shoma Oloshin Zeh, V'lo Yiske Shvu'e, V'kom Mashma V'yish Yad V'shvu'e. So, but of course, even according to that shite, which is a shitas yochid, even according to that shite, so it's only shayach if the person who said ashkim v'esh neperek zeh confirmed it, and he said in my heart when I said ashkim v'esh neperek zeh, in my heart I meant shvuo she'ashkim v'esh neperek zeh. Even though he didn't verbalize it, he didn't spell it out with his lips, but in his heart he meant it, he says that he meant it, so in Meile it becomes a Yad. It becomes a Yad. Because Mashmilon, the Yish Yad Lishvu. Iname, ki the Pirish Arab Revelezer, there's the other Pshat. They have a Nedea, Mereva Lizot. So it's like the Pshat of the Rosh. Pshat of the Rosh. So far, Teitzves mentions two Pshatim. One Pshat is that Rav Gidl has reference to an ordinary neder, and there is a halacha of neder mitzvah, because all nidrei mitzvah come within the category of nidrei goveya, and then he mentions the first lashon that Rav Gidl has reference to Shvu'e, but it's not the same shita as the Ran, because according to the Ran, Rav Gidl has reference to the case where he spelled out Shvuo she'ashkim v'esh neperek zeh. And according to the first Washington Teitzves, Rav Gidl has referenced the case where he just said Ashkim v'esh neperek zeh. He didn't even say Shvuo, but in his heart he meant Shvuo. So Mele, the Akum v'esh neperek zeh is Yatu Shvuo. If he confirms it and he says that in his heart he meant Shvuo. Alright. So then we caution. So the Teitzves is Masik on both regimes. Because the became my powerfully come on, my commercial is losing up shame. Haine, the Rabgidu Kamaise, my Zen Rabgidu Kamaise, Kibu Shaloist Yoshua. So that is directed against the first lotion. That is directed against the second lotion. Because deep came my poor Kamo, my commercial is was an option. So this is directed against the Rav Rebbeleza. Because according to Rav Rebbeleza, there is a new halacha here that Nidre Mitzvah is included in the category of Nidre Gaveya. So how can the Gemara say, how did Rav Gidu Kamai say it's another halacha altogether? So this kasha is directed against the second lotion, Harav Rebbe Lezer. Then, that's why the lotion in Tesis here is not smooth. They, the two Mekomashimot, the Oche Aliyad Meshuwe. Now, this kasha is directed against the first lotion. So, Tesis mentions two kashas, but one kasha is directed against the second lotion. The first kasha in Tesis is directed against the second lotion, Harav Rebbe Lezer. And the second kashe is directed against the first one. Alright. What are the two questions? The Loch Aliyad Meshuah. Loch and Nira Luforej. So the Mele Tesis rejects both. Loch and Nira Luforej. The Irish is the Shuah Mipi. Shomar Shuah Shesh Nepirit. That's like the Rav. Now, you'll see again. Generally, the Tesis in the Dor is not smooth. But this Tesis is more confusing than the other tesis we got. So he says, so uporich mi kore vali mushbo beime vim kein lekel chiyube mishum shuaz bitu dicheheche de yishuo chola al shuo hochename yineda chola al neda. Now that's very strange. He just mentioned two pshat and he rejects both pshat and he accepts the pshat of the Rav. The same pshat is the Rav. In other words, the Rav did less office the case where he spelled it out. Shvuo Shashkim Yesh Nepelik Zeh. Then he explains it. So he says, Uporach Mi Kore, Vali Mush Bo Beimeit, Vali Mush Bo Beimeit, Vim Kein Lekel Lechiyu Be Mishim Shvuo Az Bitu, Dicheich Ed In Shvuo Echol Al Shvuo, Hochename Ein Nedea, Chol Al Nedea. So he says, but according to his pshat, we are dealing with Shvuo. We are dealing with Shua. So, in other words, unless he means, he can explain it in two ways, the Tesis. Either then when he says, Vimkin Lekel Chiyuv Shishvuz Bitu, Dichreiche Dein Shvue Chola Al Shvue. So in other words, he means just as we say that in Shvue, in Nisa Chala Lisa. So, Geheiche Dein Shvue Chola Al Shvue, he has reference to the case where someone says, Shvue Shaleich Univeres. So then, one Teisves, so Teisves daf Chof Zayin say in Shvuah says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, who says Nishba L'Kayim Mitzvos Aseh is Chayev, but Nishba L'Kayim Mitzvos Lo Yisa Aseh is Poter because of Enisa Chalalisa. So he says, so we can explain it. One way of explaining a Teisves, it's very complicated, but we can explain it this way. One way. In other words, just as we say that the Shvuah is Chol HaShvuah, in the case of Enisa Chal HaLisa, where he takes a Shvuah Shaloeich Univeles, so then we say in Shvuah Chol HaShvuah, Enisa Chal HaLisa, Hochename Ineda Chol HaNeda. He also means Shvuah. A Chiyuv Shvuah, Chol, and the Chiyuv Shvuah of the Torah, of Sinai. That's one way of explaining. So, and then another way of explaining the Tesis is the Tesis here is trying to explain the Gemara according to all the pshat. You see, at first Tesis mentions that there are several pshat in the Gemara. One pshat is the Rav Gidl. The second Rav Gidl has reference to Shvuah, but not to the case where he spelled out Shvuah. We just said Ashkel Veshne Perikze, and in his heart he thought Shvuah. Then another pshat that it has reference to Neda Mitzvah, And then he rejects both Pratim. And his pshat is that Rav Gittel has reference to the case where he spelled out Shvur Shashki Meshne Perikzeh. And then he says, then he tries to explain according to all pshat. Because regardless whether Rav Gittel has reference to Shvur or Rav Gittel has reference, whether Rav Gittel has reference to a Shvur that he spells out Shvur Shashki Meshne Perikzeh, or Rav Gittel has reference to a Shvur that he doesn't spell out, but in his heart he means Shvur, and it is a Shvur because of Yodis. Or Rav Gittel has reference to an ordinary neder, and because, and there is a halacha of Nidre Mitzvah, just as there is a halacha of Nidre Hekdesh and Zdoki. Regardless the pshat that we accept in Rav Gittel, but the kasha of the Gemara is the same. The kasha of the Gemara is the same thing. So how can the Shvur be chal and how can the neder be chal? So according to those who say that Rav Gittel has reference to Shvur, so the kasha of the Gemara is how can the Shvur be chal? According to those who are like Harav Rav Elezer, that Rav Gittel has reference to neder, so the kasha is how can the neder be chal? So because he wants to say fine. Instead of explaining the same thing according to this and according to that, Rishi. So, after all, it's the same kasha. The kasha is the same. Because mujbe beimit, so shvur cannot be chal, and the mitzvah cannot be chal. And the mitzvah chiyuvis. So, this is why he says, u kein lekel chiyuvim shim shvur bitu. So, the main Rav Reb Elezer says, so according to Rav Reb Elezer's pshat, that Rav Gittel has reference to the mitzvah. So the kasha of the Gemara is, the chayecha din shvur chol al shvur. Because for the same reason, why is Shvur that Chalei Kaimus HaMitzvah? Because Dvorei Lemeichlav Meichlechem Tishamayim. So Kiyum Mitzvah Chiyuvis is a Hefze of Chem Tishamayim. So according to Rav Elezer Pshat, so Neda Mitzvah is not Chal and Kiyum Mitzvah Chiyuvis because Dvorei Lemeichlav Meichlechem Tishamayim. So this is what he says. He means the Chayecha din Shvur chol al Shvur. In other words, that's how we made our Rabbi Blessed Pshat. We come Ashkelon, the Shore. So why does he mention in Shmur Cholal Shmur? Because he's explaining it according to Rabbi Blessed Pshat, according to his Pshat, according to the first Pshat, and the Kashi is the same. So he says, the Chayicha, the Shmur Cholal Shmur, Hochenam in other Cholal Neder. We come Ashkelon, the Shore is Ruzen Ashe, we kain Hamitzleh, Hayim Rabdilu Kamais. Umshane, hokom ashlon, kivin di boi potanashi. Tele malay, lomli, lechaive, mishum shuaz bitu, im yav. Vichiteime. So again, you see, because whatever he says is true according to his pshat, that Rav Gittel has reference to Shvur, and it's equally true according to Rav Reblezer's pshat, that Rav Gittel has reference to an enemit. So he says, so Mishano Kamaso keep the boy potanapshe, Tulima Leimon Khabishim Shes Bitu, Im Yad. And the point of Rav Elezer Pshat, Lechaibim Shimbonyah. Vihiteime Mujbe, the answer is no, it's not a mitzvah yumis, it's only a mitzvah yumis. The boy potanapshe, Vim Kay, Efshal Potam mitzvah zu, Chaila Leshwe, Lechaibim Shimbitu, Im Yad, Kmoy Bishwe Bivashus. So in other words, when do we say Mujbe Beimit Mar Sinai? And this Hefti Shomayim, so there cannot be any Chaleisim of Shvur of Neder when it's a Chiyubis. But if it's a Mitzvah Chiyubis, then it doesn't come within the Gzeras HaKosov or Avomeichu Hefti Shomayim. So then it's like Rishus Ligam. Vod Itnam Bishvues, Nishba Lekayim HaMitzvah, Lekirim Poter, Davke B'Mitzvah Sheyefshar Lipotar Memenu. If it's a mitzvah, because it's the same aloha. Because all this is based upon the premise that the Gzeras HaKosuv, Dvorin Emechla, Mechlechem Tishamayim, applies equally to Bitul Mitzvah and to Kibla Mitzvah. Because according to the Ram, the whole aloha of our Mechlechem Tishamayim applies, is limited only to Bitul Mitzvah. It doesn't apply to Kibla Mitzvah. So for the same reason that we say that vis-a-vis Mitzvah Kiyumis, so a Shvuyeh and the Neder So a shvue and the neder. So a shvue is or a neder is how some mele. So the same thing will be true vis-a-vis shvue and bittul bar mitzvah. If it's so, when do we say that it's not how if it takes a shvue to be mevatel mitzvah yubis? Shvue shel aniach tvil. So then it's not how it is shvue shel. But if a person, now let's say, it's a mitzvah deraisa to put on tefillin, but it's not a mitzvah deraisa that every Jew is mechuyev to keep the tefillin on his head and on his hand a whole day. Tefillin is mosam talayim, but that's a special matreye. I mean, so the mitzvah deraisa you can be mekayim if you keep the tefillin on your head and on your arm for 1 minute. Midrabonon, there is a chiyuv to keep the tefillin b'shas krishme and b'shas tefillin. Because maybe the sheker, or maybe the sheker, or kimakriv zevach, whatever the reason is. But midraise, the chiyuv is only to keep it one moment. So if someone will say, shvur, shall I niach tefillin kol hayeim, I'll just put on tefillin for krishme and tefillin, but not kol hayeim. So then the shvur is chal, because that's a mitzvah. Kiyumis. This is what he says. We hold it now with shvuas nishba. We can't say that he imported after this is just reported when it was there to be rule. Our high boy put an afshe high shvu yale. We are in the nishba show mishnis der ze. The high shvu shows bito. So if someone says a shvu shvu yeshne bobakam. So then the shvu is how because he is not mechuyev, he can be easy to amateur with learning the other misach. The chayim shishu is bito b'shayich ha-tore, the rechoshiv nishba lebat lamitz. V'im teima, im kein hod itnam b'shmur, nishba shvuo shel yetzim, shechayiv bishu shvuo az bito, ופורם בדמורה, אילו אימא שלו יתן, לאון מימוש בבעילי, וכי מימוש בלוסית לחולוני ואוני, מתונה, ומי תוכגיל שני אוסו מלפושיר. So this was direct his kashe, only vis-a-vis שווה. So he says, so there the Gemara says, נשבע שווה, שווה שלו יתן. שהולך חי ושפש ביטו, זה גמור, זה קשה, בוא תמוש בבימי, זה גמור, זה תרץ, שבוע שלו יתן, לא ש... The implication being that if someone take a שבוע, שבוע שלו יתן לא עוני, the שבוע is not how, but, after all, he can be מקיים במצווה of סדוקה, by giving to another one, הוא פה בגמור, אילו אם יש לו יתן לא עוני, מוש בבימי, וכי מוש בלו עשית לו חלוני, ועוני מתוני, ומי דרך כאילו ישנו יאוסו מראשי. ויהי שלמה, דימש מלא שלייתן כלל, מבלוי פירש, ועובד עם זה מגוש בה, ליתן ליוני הצורך לפרנס. ואבו מוצא לשנויה, שלייתן ליוני מוני. אבו, תירוץ פושט לא כלי, מסוג מבי שלייתן כלל, כדימש מהמיש. So he says the lotion is, ואבו מוצא לשנויה, שלייתן ליוני מוני. Why doesn't the taste say, Habemotzel Ishnuye Shalom Yotin Leoni Zeh. He says, because in the Kashi he said, V'chemuj Belos Yisrael Choloni Leoni Ma.